Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 52 degrees.
NACLC Mobile. November 8, Victor Lima Charlie, mobile. NACLC, mobile.
W8RCC mobile monitoring.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Partly sunny. 62 degrees.
NADLC mobile.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, this is W8RCC mobile, down from Gladwin and headed for Cincinnati. And how are you this morning?
I'm doing real well. Thank you for picking up my call. Can I get your call sign again, please?
Right, it's Whiskey 8, Romeo, Charlie, Charlie. Name is Bob.
Oh, nice to meet you, Bob. My name's Vicki. I'm from Lapeer area and just went for my morning walk, so I'm headed home now. And you're going down to Cincinnati, you said?
Yes, ma'am. That's where our daughter and her family are, and our oldest grandson, who is graduating from high school this year, he's on a traveling league volleyball team. And they have a game this Friday night and then again Saturday morning. And we haven't been able to get down for one yet over the winter. So I'm glad to catch the last couple before we go back again in about a month or so for his graduation.
Well, that'll be a nice trip. Yeah, and hopefully you're going to have this nice weather. It won't be too hot. Of course, down in Cincinnati, they heat up a lot quicker than we do up here, that's for sure. I've got relatives down there on the river, and we're planning on going here in the next couple weeks, hopefully, before it gets too hot. I don't like the hot, hot weather.
Well, I can identify there. We are from up here. But we moved to Florida going on 46 years ago, I guess it was, and spent all that time down there and then became snowbirds for 6 years and then finally sold the little Florida house and stayed at our Michigan place the whole winter, actually a whole year up here now. Had to transfer our residency and everything. And now we are strongly contemplating, actually we have our Michigan house for sale, and we're looking at the possibility of returning to a bit bigger place in Florida. It's kind of get used to that after that period of time there.
Yeah, I've only been to Florida a couple of times in my life, but I was a lot younger then, and I could tolerate the heat. And in my older age, I would just soon move to the UP to tell you the truth. I love it up there, and the winter doesn't bother me too much. So I wish you luck on your house, though, if that's what you're planning to do. And will you be able to see your grandchildren and everything? What, will you come up once a year or so down in Cincinnati to visit?
Oh, yeah. Yep, the grandkids, like I said, this is this is the last one in their nest down there. So the rest of them are up in their upper 20s, and the oldest one just cracked over into the 30-year range. And one of them's married, and the other two are in the basis of finding what they want to do for a career. And then this youngest one, who is an absolute, I don't know if he's a genius or not, but he attended a school where he was in all the advanced placement classes and got A's on everything. So he got a full ride scholarship to, I think, was he going Dayton or? Okay, yeah. He had several different offers, but he decided he wants to stay around home. So he's going to University of Cincinnati there with a full ride. And I don't know, I kind of imagine he's probably going to be like a computer scientist or something. He's very much into that and really understands what he's doing, which is really handy when you buy a new iPhone. You can get him to show you how it works there. W8RCC.
Well, that's Yeah, that's like getting somebody to program your DVR back in the day, you know. I have to call my nephew over, show me what to do. Yeah, that's funny. But so are the rest of your grandkids, or are they still around the Cincinnati area, or are they all scattered? NACLC.
Well, the oldest one is down in Florida, where right near where we were living on the East Coast, there near Titusville, by the Space Center, and he has just got his feet wet with the big truck driver thing. He got the place he was working for paid for him to get his commercial driving license, and so he is driving for them for 2 years to pay them back for the school, and then he'll be off on his own. That's the oldest one. Then the next boy is out in Colorado. He works at a ski resort out there in Colorado, and he's really enjoying that. Then the younger, the only girl is in, is it Wisconsin?
Kenosha.
Yeah, Kenosha, Wisconsin. So they are all over the place.
So let me ask you this, are any of them into ham radio so you can talk to them all the time?
Well, not yet. I really haven't exposed them all that much to it. I haven't had the opportunity. I've got a decent station set up there at the house in Gladwin. But like I say, when they come, you know, they got their eyes on their iPads and their phones and things like that, and they're playing the online games and whatever. So that's what they've been up to. And I think it's a little tougher in these days to be able to instill a sense of wonder about what you can do with ham radio, because when you can text message somebody anywhere on the planet and without it being a challenge, you know, they didn't come from the days like I did, when it was a big deal to be able to sit in your house and to talk to somebody a few miles away in a car. You know, that was pretty cool. But now the internet has kind of stolen the sense of wonder that came with that. So it's a little tougher to sell that sort of thing now, I think.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. But what happens when the internet goes down and they don't have it? We can still talk all over the world. And, you know, I don't think they understand just how, like you said, how wonderful it really is. And, you know, it's too old school, I guess, for kids today. Although not all kids. I've got a couple around here that have taken their tests, and they are just all very much into it. So all hope is not lost yet.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Bob. I know the clubs that I belong to and associated with up here, I'm probably about the average age of the most of the folks in upper 70s, you know, and there are a few of the working age guys down in their old 30s and 40s, but for the most part it's a few of us elders. And I don't know, my interest is seeing it's kind of the lower of the QRP stuff. I like to work CW. I'm not real fast, but I enjoy it. And I've got a little, it's not a 10-tech, it's an MFJ, a little 20-meter QRP rig, puts out about 4 watts. And I've got a little Enfit antenna array and a small tuner with it. And I've been able to talk, you know, from Florida. I must say about halfway up the coast there, I was able to talk to pretty regularly to this lady down in the Bahamas who Winters down there with her husband on a sailboat. And I just get a kick out of that sort of thing.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I haven't done a whole lot of QRP at all, but I'm very interested in it because I've been watching some videos, and I saw a guy doing, he was on 5 watts, and in, I think he was in Texas, but he was talking to a guy from Cuba, and I thought that was just astonishing, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, you know, when you're in South Florida there, Cuba's only 90 miles away. Matter of fact, they've got down there at Key West, they've got a buoy up on the shore. They're right at the point at Key West. It says Cuba, 90 miles. Yeah, that is very cool. Well, to me, I enjoy, I think one of the reasons I enjoy CW, it's markedly different from talking to somebody on the telephone. You know, that's a side, and also under conditions where the band is not in all that great shape, you can still carry on a QSO with somebody on CW when you would not be able to make it all go darn worth if they're saying on voice, sir.
I am very interested in CW, and I would like to start learning it. And I found a site online, and I'm not going to be able to remember the name of it, but it looked like that was the absolute best way to learn it, is by sound and not by learning the symbols so much as just listening to the sounds and doing it that way. How long have you been doing it in VLC?
Yeah, WHRCC Mobile. How I learned, of course, as many years ago, was really old school. I had a machine that one of my, actually, there was a guy was my Elmer, we used to call it, my mentor in this, gave to me. It was called an Instructograph, and it was from, I probably think it was made in the 30s or the 40s. It was a machine that used these punched paper tapes that ran through a set of contacts there. When it would come, had the contacts there, so when it would come to a dot or a dash, you know, it would drop through and key the oscillator so you could hear the dot or the dash, and you could crank the sound on it, and it had tapes that had the alphabet, the numerals, and some of the punctuation marks played over and over again. The sound of what each of the characters sounded like. But it had other tapes that act radiogram text. So you got listen to somebody that was sending something. It had all the good spacing, and you could, like I say, vary the speed. Then it has some other tapes that were just random letters and numbers and punctuation in nonsense groups. So it would force you to actually know what they were saying. You couldn't predict what the next thing was. But yeah, the online stuff is great. There are a bunch of sites that have a number of different techniques they use for teaching it. So it's probably easier to pick it up on that way today. Yeah. Oh.
Well, that's going to be my next challenge, the next hurdle that I'm going to try to jump over. Because of just what you said, you can still communicate even though the bands are just that bad. But, Bob, you are getting out of range of our repeater, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 to you. But it's been a real pleasure talking to you, and good luck on your trip. Have fun, and maybe I'll catch you on your way home.
Well, thank you. Yes, all right. We'll sign before I completely sail over the horizon here. Thanks so much for chatting, and it's been a pleasure. And, maybe on the way back through in about 3 days here, I'll sign on again as monitoring, and if you're around, give me a shout. Thank you so much. W8RCC, mobile clear.
Have a wonderful day, 73 NACLC clear.
Good morning, Vic, NAGYU.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees.
KD8ORB mobile.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 74 degrees.
I was just testing. I'm clear.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly sunny, 77 degrees.
Thank you.
Second. Bomb frequency. Can be 8 all evens.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees.
KF8 DPZ monitoring. Sean, you got the dashboard up?
W8FU.
Already, I'm looking at the voter. Oh, yeah. Mount Clemens is winning by a mile. T-26. Five. Wow, the other, yeah, Richmond's just up and down. But, yeah, it looks like Mount Clemens.
Yeah, same here. Well, I'm even more. You at least tickled Richmond. I'm not even tickling it where I'm at. Because I'm mobile down at 18 in Van Dyke, so makes sense.
All right, for fun, I will put it at high power. Look at that. It's like almost dead even. But Mount Clemens is still winning.
All right, well, I guess I would expect that. You know, the real thing is to clean up the noise on it. Then it should be good. Okay, back over to the udder. I'm going to figure out what the hell that said down here.
Alrighty, I'm going to get back to work for a bit, but that was cool to see that. KF8FU.
W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees.
Check. See what's up here. On Portland. See what's up here. Can throw it away.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees.
KFDOP listening. NAWCB, this is Key Lightning.
Key Lightning, good evening. This is NAWCB. Well, you missed a beautiful day today there. It looks like we've gone up to 80 degrees, but you get to enjoy some time out this evening. How'd you do at work today?
Oh, it was nonstop. It was Sterling Heights yesterday. Yeah, we were short after them today. It was just call after call after call.
I believe it. And let me pass it over to you guys. I think maybe I heard the station once or twice today. Man, that was something last night. I think it had something going, but. I believe it. Some of you guys were called to call. It was just, one of these spring games, I think it's the summer, and, it gets to this time of the year.
Yeah, it must have been the weather or something, because it was just, it was crazy. It was honestly crazy today.
I believe it. Well, here it's supposed to be rainy tomorrow and off and on. I think Saturday is supposed to be a little bit cooler, so hopefully it's got to break in there somewhere.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm working on a 24 Saturday into Sunday. I'm going to have Sunday off. And then next week I'm on nights for Tuesday and Wednesday, so.
Oh boy, you just like that punishment there, but wow, good grief. Well, at least you got the Tuesday and Wednesday, I guess, back to back, and you got there again an extra day. I think they figured they got you there for you to start the Thursday off there and get you on a Tuesday, Wednesday night instead.
Yeah, no, sorry, I meant I'm working Tuesday and Thursday night. They needed people to cover, and so I was like, well, I like a punishment, I guess.
Better you than me. I definitely wasn't up for doing switches like that. Maybe switching up, to, especially in the days of mids, maybe switching up to days or afternoons or something. But man, you know, days to midnight, I don't know so much about that.
Yeah, it's okay. They don't know it yet, but I've got a PTO day coming up, so I might burn it. We'll see.
Okay, there you go, there you go. Well, there's possibilities there. Strategizing, definitely. What'll come out of this one there?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hey, how's my signal here? I got the new radio hooked up, and I'm running on mid-power because they've got the new receive site up there in Richmond, so I just want to see how well I'm coming through.
NAWCB, you're 5-9. You're full quieting. Got a good signal. Your modulation is good. The radio sounds good. Definitely, like I say, I think probably just getting used to it, you know, different, you know, the issues you're used to. ICOM is a step up. It's a good brand. I think it serves you well there. But sounds good here.
Good. I was a little worried about it, but it seems to be working pretty good, so we'll see. I was reading up some of the features, and I like some of the features it's got. It's got a weather alert, so if, like, there's storms or whatnot, it'll go to a weather channel. It's got, you know, priority scan and stuff like that, so it's pretty cool.
Well, I bet it is. I'm glad. Like I said, I'm glad you were able to get it, and like I say, I think it will serve you well. Again, it's, you know, it's a step up there from the, you know, the other one that you had, and yeah, I think it's something, you know, might be, I guess, as you were saying, Mike, that was going to get that one, and like I say, I think it's, again, it's a good equipment there, and you know, glad that you're able to make that investment in it, get a good antenna, and good setup in the car.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So it's not too bad, not bad at all. So I set Mike up on his radio yesterday, and so he had it up, scanning and listening to the AM channels. And, so, trying to get him excited.
I bet he is. Well, it's good. That'll give him some incentive here. He's got the class, and you know, when he's ready, he can take the check exam there and get on the air. So, pretty good. Again, everybody, it's a win for everybody, and I think it's a good investment. It looks like you got your antenna fixed, and sounded pretty good there in the car, and you were full quieting too, so, you know, last night into the radar receiver, you know, just probably your best signal that, you know, when you checked in last night.
Awesome. I was just going to ask, good. Yeah, like I said, I got up there and turned the antenna, and then I got a little bit of height out of it, so it seems to help out.
Definitely the height will help you, and like I say, you know, if you're pointing it, you know, more southwest, you know, that way, again, that's probably the bulk of your communications and that, for those repeaters. You know, who knows, and I don't know if you get anything up St. Clair way or not, but at least, like I say, you sounded good last night, and like I say, you sounded good today.
Good, thank you. Yeah, you sounded was good last night too. You had a little bit of an agent fry, but not too bad. I was able to hear you, and yeah, it sounded good.
I appreciate knowing that there. It's like I wasn't sure. I know they were saying that a little bit scratchy there. I'm like, I wonder how scratchy, readable or not. But I'm glad. Appreciate the verification on that. I'm pleased with how things are going with it. I haven't had a chance with the troop reading. I goes along today and. Sinus is a really bothering me, but hoping to get back on and use the radio to hear a little bit more.
Yeah. Hopefully you can. You sounded good, so good improvement there. And, keep working on it. It'll be good.
Yeah, if I could just, keep up things outside and kind of get caught up, try things outside, try to get an antenna outside, see what happens. But, I'm happy with the signal reports. I figured it's not going to be the best, but...
figure, hey, it's good enough for what I used it for, and I'm pleased
with that.
Yeah, for sure, definitely, good stuff. It's nice to have good signal report. It really is. Hopefully, like I said, be able to get your antenna outside and get a. Maybe a little bit more range or clarity or something.
NHTV. Yeah, that's the hope. Like I say, I'm pleased with what I got. It's better set up with the extra coax, not having to constantly disconnect, and process the floor there, and it works out a lot better, and with the reports, enjoy using it, and hoping to get on some more with after, like I say, trying to keep things caught up here, but all good.
Hey, Whitey. Yeah, definitely, for sure. And I get it, it's like you gotta keep up with outside. There's a lot of work to do, and when you got the time, it's like it's nice to have the time to do it. But sometimes you just gotta prioritize and go from there.
Yeah, that's it. I've been trying to monitor the band, the meter bands a little bit more too. Here at the 70 centimeter bands in the area, heard some good speedos there in the dark and during the mid morning and that. So yeah, sometimes it's just like to listen, but again, to be able to get in, and get a part of the speedos and that, and add to it. Again, how it works out. Not in the position where I can downstairs. Get in easily, but enjoy listening as much as we can. But we just drudge along here.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, by the way, too, while I'm thinking about it, your signal is really good. It sounds like the best you've had for a while. I think they were working on the Warren. Receive site. Not sure if it's completely up yet, but that should help out with signal as well.
Yeah, I need a little bit will help it. Get those receive sites, those extra voter sites up, and That'll be, that'll, again, I think that'll benefit this repeater. It's good to hear times of hearing more activity during the daytime, and again, I think that's a favorable thing. Mr. Friendly and Matt can get in and use those and make use of that. And, I think it's a favorable thing, and I think, too, since I've, you know, I just used the one phone here that I previously had. I'm just using it for radio, and I can at a place where I can just press the button and I can get in. So hopefully that, you know, that may be a help, hopefully, to the signal, too, from using it on that end.
Geez, William, yeah, for sure, definitely. So it'll be good. I'm excited about the new stuff that's going in. I've ran this pole way north. I run it in mid power, so I'm running about 25 watts out of this. And hopefully it's been pretty clear, but it's pretty nice to have all that. Sean and guys did an awesome job, and definitely appreciate their effort and hard work, and blood toil appears just a lot of this one, because they've done a phenomenal job.
I agree on that one, and you definitely like saying your signal. So like saying, sometimes you get up toward that the 25 in Grasset area, and you know, you kind of start fading a little bit, and signal kind of comes and goes. But yeah, no, it's sounding good. It's still sounding good on this end, and yeah, surprising. I really pleased. You know, the signal is good even on when we were using the smart repeater those couple times. It's still making the repeater really, you know, really well.
Yeah. That other radio is not too bad. It's a pretty decent radio. It helps have a better antenna, common antennas. I highly recommend them. They're good antennas.
Absolutely. Yep. No substitute for for good quality antenna, and again, how it's set up, how it's made, those types of things to go along with it, but. Yeah, that's anything to that effect, radio, antenna, your coax, all those considerations are a plus. So definitely is good before, but definitely I think there's definitely improvement there.
Yes, indeed. Well, Dad, I'm old. So I'm going to head in here and relax and get ready for the net. I've got the net tonight, so you might hear a guest appearance by Mike and Wolfie. But anyways, appreciate you coming north with me and the good conversation tonight, and hopefully hear you on the net later on.
Yes, indeed. That's the plan. To check in there and on the Oakland County tonight too. So good business there, and like I say, good conversation, and appreciate the ride along there. Like I say, you're loud and clear to the system. So again, the improvement there radio wise, but again, the repeater there, the site up in Richmond is very, very helpful there, beneficial to them. So very good. But anyway, we'll let you head on in and enjoy the evening. Maybe you'll get to spend some time outside or something. Enjoy the family this evening. And 73 is the 80s. You and the family, and we'll talk to you again soon. And WCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88C.com, K8YNU, clear. KYNU to NABDZ. KYNU to NABDZ.
KSH, COT, on foot with a backpack set up, trying to see if I can hit this repeater.
This is NABDZ.
You had a backpack trying to get
in the other room. Someone trying to call in and sounded like they were trying for a radio check.
Yeah, thank you for getting back to me. Just got an HT with a 25-watt amplifier out for a walk. Set up trying to see what I can hit.
This repeater in Mount Clemens at probably a 4, 4.5, 9. A little bit of hiss in the background, but a lot of power and easily readable. Over.
Come back. I really appreciate it. First time out with this setup and just trying different repeaters to see what I can do. And KSH to BOT.
Actually, Mike, I think he's in land.
Copy that. This is NHBDZ. Glad I could assist. I will be standing by. Well, it's 6:45, so I'll make the announcement. The Macomb County ARPSC net will begin in 15 minutes. NHVDZ standing by.
Okay, what do you do to NHVDZ?
Hey, KYNU, how the heck are you, Dave? Oh, I see you switched your name in there, so you're going to be able to do it tonight?
Yep, I got it, and I've got Mike on standby, so he's sitting here right with us.
Outstanding. Okay, well, I made your first announcement for you, as you heard, and I will let you take it from here, my friend. I will see you shortly. I'll be your backup when we get there. NHVDZ, standing by.
Copy that. Sounds good there, Mike. KYNU standing by.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 80 degrees.
We hear very little of the, we hear the tip of the iceberg of what you guys do to get them up and running, make them run, repair them, fix them, maintain them, you know, whatever. So I just want to personally thank you. To you and all the rest. K4ZYQ.
All right, so yeah, I appreciate it. You know, I just don't want to make a regular thing of it. You know, it's just something we do. Everybody does their part. Everybody has some role to play in making this work. I think, you know, it's an important function. Been well oiled and working well. We have some excellent partners in the Central Michigan Network that are. I mean, these guys are driven from the likes of Bay City, Saginaw, Flint to help us get things up and running here, whether it be the MI6 network or the repeaters or all that stuff. So the brotherhood, as we like to say, is far-reaching and from a lot of different disciplines. We enjoy it very much. But we also realize that, you know, this is important stuff to have up and running for this kind of stuff. It certainly can be, and, you know, we tend to not look at that. So I appreciate it. But like I said, I don't want to get used to hearing that a lot. just hope everybody enjoys it and uses it and help out Dave and Mike there with what they can do with the air PSC. That'd be the best thing you could do is a thanks. Thank you, Joe. W8FD.
No, you're very welcome, and that thank you also includes Dave and Mike and all those on this repeater and the system and the service. So that includes everybody. So K4ZYQ clear. Have a good night.
W8CTT. Is that Don? Yeah, you guys hiding over here, huh? I didn't have this in my radio, and I just kind of, like, put it on the VFO and figured out how to get it all working. Well, Macomb County ARPSC just had their Thursday night madness, so that was that. And I wanted to just talk about the repeater a little. Are you home? I'd be very curious to see how you're doing on the Richmond receiver. That's why I was excited to hear you.
Unfortunately, I am down here, but why is that one any different? Is there something going on?
Well, we have a receiver for this one up in your neck of the woods, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, the Richmond receiver for this repeater went online a few days back, so it ought to work really good for you.
Oh, nice. Yeah, same frequency and everything.
Yes, sir. You don't do a thing. You just program in the pair with, or the, you know, frequency with proper offset and tone, and the magic happens automatically in the background. Nothing you have to do.
K8BSI.
Give it a try. I should be out there sometime this weekend, so. Yeah, every time I am here, though, for some reason, I'm hearing somebody talk for a split second.
Heard Greg in there. Hello, Greg. You're up that away too. But, yeah, you'll hear that. That is inherent in the voting system the way it is. There'll be a little tail ending there. And I find the easiest way to eliminate that is to just do a 1/1000 before you release the mic.
Okay, go ahead, Greg, if you're there.
Yeah, I just got programmed into my radio as well. And is there somewhere we can look at this voting thing, Sean? Let me know.
Yeah, Greg, there is a dashboard. I don't know if you are on the Macomb County ARPSC Discord, but they have it posted there, I believe, and I'll post it over in the in Telegram as well. And it's a little involved for me to rattle off on the air here, but I'll definitely post a link to it.
All right, Dave says it's pinned in general. I'll take a look here.
I'm excited about that because I had a couple weeks ago as a better time to hit a small plumber here. I know I'm just, be curious to see how well I do. Now, should be great.
All right, Greg, I just posted it in over on Telegram in general. The link, that's the link to the dashboard. And then if you look to the left, you'll see WA8MAC voter. If you click on that, it'll show you which receivers are online, and it'll show you which ones are receiving, what the relative signal strength is. It's an RSSI value, and then which you can tell which one's voted based on the color of the bar.
Oh, all right, yep, I'm there now. Very cool. It looks like I'm in Richmond over Mount Clemens.
Yeah, I seen that too, Greg. I was watching it too. They definitely hit their general limit on it.
I'm still working out some bugs, but right now I'm very excited about it. It's working very well. And, you know, once all the little fine-tuning is done, it's working this well. I'm sure it'll only get better from there. I'm definitely, it's not a terrible setup, but I'm probably going to be implementing it on the T6.
73 degrees.
Well, for what it's worth, there's also All-Star here now. As you can see, 28277 is the All-Star hub.
Yeah, just looking into it, seeing it's a robust network with all the bells and whistles. I like it.
I'm just doing the foundation. Boy, the bells and whistles will come later. Those guys got they got all that ahead of them. You know, all the crazy stuff that can be done. Scheduling and cron jobs, tail messages, all sorts of cool stuff. So that's coming soon, I'm sure.
All right. Let's just say add it to my radio, and I'll have to get it in the car as well, and HDs and all that fun stuff, and All-Star, so, geez, this is going to be a lot of work. Oh, well. Cool, that's KE8VSI.
All right, Greg, yeah, sounding good. Good hearing you here. And, Don, you as well. And you guys are both Macomb County. I know, I get it, Don. I know you're a Columbus Township, but you spend as much time in Macomb County, so we're hiring. All right, catch you guys any number of other places. W8FE.
Roger that. Yep, as long as I'm available, and I usually am, just let me know. all right, I'll catch you later. W8FE.
NADRL from KDHX.
KDHX NADRL, loud and clear, over.
And, yeah, you're loud and clear here, and that's very good. Now, what am I getting into? Is this in Bay City or near Bay City? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's over in, it's not actually in Bay City. It's over by the bay there, Quantico Sea, over.
Okay, good. I hear activity on this, repeater at times too, so this would be a good one for me to work for, try to pick up some SOSOs on here, and they're doing good. So, did your grandson shoot archery today? Is that what happened? Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, he had his class today at the Field and Stream, and shooting pretty good. And so this repeater is the one that's linked to the five other repeaters, all the way from Lansing and Flint, and it's also linked to the 3-3 repeater here in Saginaw, over.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so the covers are pretty big area then. Yeah. And there should be some operator from Mobile too, and sounds interesting. Yeah, I'm going to give this one more of a try for get a CSO going eventually. It's not like the sideband, single sideband frequencies and CW. And what I really miss is a PSK31, where you type it out on the keyboard and read it out. And I have some nice long QSOs on that PSK31, really, really great way. And I was running just 15, 20 watts and working around the world too with that. So remarkable. So good. Okay. I'm going to play with the other one for a while too, see what I can do with that, and see what happens. Well, I appreciate your efforts in helping me out here. So good. Now we got to get the communications going from here too. And I just wonder about my transceiver is still working properly or not. So there's things I got to test out yet. So starting to get my energy back. When you get older, it takes time to do things. Back to you.
Hey, okay, Art. Well, solid copy on everything. And, yep, very good on getting the HF rig working. We'll just keep at it, I guess, over KADX and ADR. I'll go back to you.
Yeah, that's right. You know me, I never give up. And I'll keep it's not going to be like the good old days where I had, but... I just found out I bought another week. I've been here 1 year already. Wow, time flies. I didn't realize it's been a year, but gee whiz. So it's all right. And it treated me pretty good. And I'm going to get a new screen in that bedroom window too. So. And it's funny, I didn't know. Of course, it's kind of a nuisance to open the windows here. And I have air conditioning, but in the evenings it cools off quite a bit. So, well, that's about it. So, talk with you in a few days and see what's going on. So, what about the club activities lately? There's much going on with the club. Go ahead.
Well, there was supposed to be a Skywarn yesterday over here at the Thomas Township Fire Department and got canceled at the last minute, which was kind of sad because, like a lot of people hanging, there were some folks that need to get recertified for Skywarn. So there's that, and I guess they've got a club meeting coming up, I guess, next Friday already. So they... they're doing pretty good, over. KD8, DXN8 here, Al. You still there, Howard?
Yeah. I got to get about 15 minutes of cold practice here on the gear before I go back to watch TV. So. Okay, that's about it. Back to you.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'll let you go. Well, that's the way you've got the FT60 set up. It sounds great. It's a good signal over the repeater, so you should be able to get the Saginaw repeater and this repeater and hopefully find some people to talk to, over.
Yeah, I can notice a big difference with it. I'll be able to do it, so. I'll have to get back on the 12 meetings. Let me see, that's Sunday night, isn't it? Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Sundays at 7, right?
Yeah, the Saginaw Valley Net. Roger.
Yeah, I'll have to get more active than that. So, okay, take care. Thanks a lot. Good signal. Nice. What antenna are you using right now?
I have a J-pole just above the roof line here.
Oh, okay. You're doing a good job. Good job. 73 KD8DX. Listen here for your final.
Okay, Albert. Fine, visitor, fine, everything. Yep, sounds good. Catch up with you in a couple of days. KD8DX and NA Bravo.
Good evening.
Good evening. 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, partly cloudy, 62 degrees.
DPZ monitoring.
Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy. 58 degrees.